Well, same-sex couples are one step closer to being able to tie the knot. The Senate has passed legislation that will allow them to marry. It will now be debated by MPs in the House of Representatives when they return to Canberra next week. Let's get more from Stephanie Boris, who's in our Parliament House studio. Stephanie, how was the vote received?
There was thunderous applause when the final vote was read out. It was 43 yes and 12 no. So as you can imagine, the majority of the Senate is in a defiant mood. Penny Wong, who's a Labor senator, put her hands up in defiance up at the public gallery that was looking on for this historic moment. Now, it's been a long path to get to this stage, of course. There's been lengthy debate this week about whether changes needed to be made, in fact, to this same-sex marriage bill, but there have been no major changes and it's passed, as I said, 43 yes, 12 no. Just ahead of the vote, Labor Senator Penny Wong, who's in a same-sex relationship with two children, addressed the Senate.
Today we stand on the cusp of a remarkable achievement and an historic event, and we pause briefly to reflect just for a moment of what we are a part. We are part of an act of acceptance, an act of inclusion, an act of respect, an act of celebration, a day when this Senate declares our acceptance of our LGBTIQ brothers and our sisters.
Labor Senator Penny Wong. Stephanie, what was the response of those opposed to same-sex marriage?
Well, interestingly, obviously some voted no while others abstained, such as One Nation leader Pauline Hanson. So that means they don't even have a vote either way in that sense. Now, the Conservative Liberals and some of the crossbench, including Pauline Hanson, are still arguing that this same-sex marriage bill isn't good enough and they want more protections on a number of levels. One is for parents, so they have the right to pull their children out of a class if they're teaching same-sex marriage. And also another protection this small group of politicians wanted was for civil celebrants to have the right to say no to marrying a same-sex couple. Now, the bill only says just religious celebrants have that right, but this group wanted every celebrant to have that right. But of course, none of these got enough support in the Senate, so they're not part of the same-sex marriage bill. Cabinet Minister Matt Canavan, who is opposed to same-sex marriage, said just ahead of the vote that he was disappointed none of these amendments gained enough support and it was a lost opportunity to unify the nation.
I do not think we have made these changes in a way which advances rights fully through this process. In particular, I think the failure to fully protect celebrants who have a conscientious or may have a conscientious or non-religious objection to solemnising a same-sex marriage is a missed opportunity for our Parliament to unify here.
Cabinet Minister Matt Canavan in the Senate this morning with the same-sex marriage debate culminating in a vote in favour of the legislation. Stephanie, the Prime Minister has been copping quite a bit of criticism from his own side for the handling of the same-sex marriage debate. Tell us about the latest coalition critics.
Well, this, of course, comes from the Conservative side. Nationals MP Andrew Broad declared this morning there's been a complete lack of leadership from Malcolm Turnbull when it comes to the same-sex marriage debate. Now, he's referring to the fact that Conservative Liberals haven't got what they want, and they are those amendments I talked about earlier in terms of religious and parental protections. So Andrew Broad says that Malcolm Turnbull hasn't discussed all of this enough with the party. There should have been more meetings between those opposed and those for same-sex marriage. And he's not the only one that's actually come out criticising the Prime Minister today. Queensland Nationals MP George Christensen has responded to Andrew Broad's comments. In a tweet, he says, "I concur with my Nationals colleague Andrew Broad, a true leader who would have sought to capture the will of the people and protect freedoms, not this hands-off approach." So as you can imagine, senior government ministers have come out in support of Malcolm Turnbull, including Attorney General George Brandis.
The Prime Minister has a very attractive blend of toughness, strength and calm deliberation, which is exactly what Australia needs at least in these times.
And George Brandis has tried to reassure Conservatives their concerns about religious protections are being examined.
It will go to the House of Representatives next week, and as the Prime Minister and I have promised, there will be marriage equality by Christmas. Meanwhile, the issue of religious protections is going to be looked at by Mr Ruddock, as the Prime Minister announced last week, and Mr Ruddock is going to report in March.
The Attorney General, George Brandis. Stephanie, that's not the only issue that some of the Nationals are not happy about. Where are we at with their push for a commission of inquiry into the banks?
It's getting messy, Linda. So Cabinet's position is there's no need for a royal commission into the banks, but the Nationals are pushing for what's called a commission of inquiry into the banks, which is slightly different. So this still doesn't have the support publicly of ministers. In fact, yesterday, Senior Government Minister Christopher Pyne warned his colleagues that disunity is death. That was, of course, a clear message to several National members that they should pull their heads in and not go ahead with this. But National Senator Barry O'Sullivan is working on a bill that aims to set up this commission of inquiry. He does have the support of several colleagues. One of those is John Williams, and he's actually lashed out at Christopher Pyne's remarks.
January the 1st is a new year. If we get these things out of the road and proceed ahead, then let's get on with the issues, you know, in the new year when these things are behind us. The same-sex marriage debate is very divisive as well. But I'm not one to be lectured a lot by Christopher Pyne when it comes to politics.
National Senator John Wacker Williams speaking on RN Breakfast. So, Stephanie, when will Parliament have a chance to vote on whether there should be an inquiry into the banks?
Well, the date keeps shifting. It might be tomorrow, but probably unlikely, given Barry O'Sullivan is still talking to people about what they want included in this bill. Keep in mind that even if it passes both houses, it's Federal Cabinet that must agree to hand over the funds needed to set up the investigation.
OK, Stephanie Boris, our reporter in Canberra.